begin our meeting as a committee of the whole.
Subcommittee.
And begin our hearing. This is the Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing, and we have two bills. First bill is SB 374, Senator Wessos here, Local Agency Design Build Projects. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senators, SB 374 is a district measure that would simply bring our San Diego Association of Governments into alignment with other transit development agencies by clarifying its ability to utilize a design-build project delivery method to projects adjacent or functionally related to transit facilities. The proposed facility would provide an off-street location in the downtown San Diego area where transit vehicles can be parked for short periods between runs to establish a central location for driver breaks, to free up on-street parking spaces and preserve existing spaces. Currently, they're using the public right-of-way for this task and using temporary facilities. But this project has been in the envisioning process, and it's, as you know, development projects often require lots of preparation. The timing of this project, of course, is very important to the actual ability to provide to build the project. So that's why we have kind of a last-minute request here. It's important to the timing of the project, to being able to finance a project, that we bring this request, this clarification in the law at this late juncture. We want to apologize for the kind of the rapid introduction of this bill, but it is important to the delivery of this project locally. Of course, the process also included getting local support. This project is supported by a broad coalition of our San Diego stakeholders, our chamber, local government officials, and labor and everyone else. So I ask for your aye vote in helping this development project move forward.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, we'll call the roll because we have a quorum. Call the roll, please.
Senators Bell.
Here.
Bell, present. Canella.
Here.
Canella, present. Ellen.
Here.
Ellen, present. Bates.
Here.
Bates, present. Gaines. Galgiani. Leyva. McGuire. Mendoza. Roth. Roth, present. Wieckowski.
Here.
Wieckowski, present.
Thank you. Speakers in favor, please.
Kim Kawada with Sandag. We ask for your support. As the Senator mentioned, has broad support, and it's for a particular project in downtown San Diego we'd like to get working on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Brooks Ellison. I'm Ellison Wilson Advocacy on behalf of Sandag here in support.
Mr. Chairman and members, Tony Gonzalez here to support the bill on behalf of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. We're pleased that the skilled and trained workforce language is in there. This is going to save precious taxpayer dollars by ensuring that only the most highly trained workers are using these projects, on this project. We urge your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other speakers? How about speakers opposed?
Move the bill.
No speakers opposed. We have a motion. Questions?
I have a question.
Senator Cassie.
Senator Hueso, the staff report on page 3 has a criticism that this may be too broad of language that the San Diego or
Sandag
may be able to do any development project with the authorization that is contained in this bill. What say thee or ye?
Well, we're using similar language that provide the same mechanisms for other agencies across the state. So this brings San Diego in alignment with those agencies. But I think the scope of the developments are limited also to Sandag's mission, which is really to provide transportation amenities. They have a specific mission and a board of directors. I once served on that board, so I know it's very difficult to go beyond that scope, they're elected officials, as you know, that sit on this association, so they're primarily concerned with connecting the various jurisdictions together with development projects, and these are going to be projects that achieve the mission of San Diego. In this particular project, it's going to be the offices of Sandag in conjunction with a parking structure, which puts it into a classification of multi-use. This is really a bill that clarifies more than anything else. Currently, there's some dispute whether Sandag could move forward with this project as it is without the need for the bill, but this bill would actually provide a little more clarity than is existing in law now. So I think it'll help to actually define the scope of the project a little bit more.
You know, in practice of law, a lot of lawyers will go to the court for a comfort order. Not that they don't think they have the authority, but they just want to make sure that everybody knows that they have that comfort order.
This bill will allow Sandag to exercise an overabundance of caution in the pursuit of the development of this project.
Any other questions, please? I do not see some questions, so would you like to close?
I just simply ask for your support. This is a very important project for San Diego, and in the future, you know, it's uncertain whether San Diego will use this in future projects or whether even they have one. But should they, it's going to be within the scope of their mission to provide transit projects. This is really to build their central offices, and you know, I don't really foresee this being employed any in the future. But should it be, I think there's enough safeguard in the bill to allow that to happen.
Well, you have a motion. No more questions, and we'll call the roll, please.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Mendoza? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
That vote is 8-0, and we'll leave it open for absent members. And we'll next hear from Senator Jerry Hill, and Senator Hill has SB 705. And Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 705 would allow the counties of San Mateo and Monterey to have an exemption to the 2% local sales tax cap in order to provide each jurisdiction the necessary headroom to place a local sales tax measure for transportation before county residents. Currently, San Mateo County has two cities that are close to the cap, Half Moon Bay and San Mateo, both at 9.25%. The San Mateo County Transportation Authority is exploring possibility of pursuing a half-cent sales tax measure to address the horrendous traffic along the Highway 101, especially near the San Francisco International Airport. Given that Highway 101 is at capacity, there may be a need to acquire more revenue for Caltrain and Samtrans service, along with additional funding to make operational improvements to ease congestion. The same is true in Monterey County, which has limited ability under the current cap, only 1.125% of capacity due to the city of Greenfield. The Transportation Agency of Monterey is seeking a 0.375% sales tax measure for placement on the ballot. This bill does not make any changes to any vote thresholds. Measures would still need a two-thirds of the county residents for approval. It's simply allowing both counties to pose the question before their respective residents, just as was occurred a number of years ago by Senator Wieckowski for Alameda County.
Uh-oh. Use the name of the
state. I respectfully ask that. We have witnesses in support.
Okay. Witnesses in favor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Gus Corey here on behalf of the San Mateo County Transportation Authority and Transportation Agency for Monterey County. I want to thank staff for the thoughtful analysis, the author for carrying the measure forward, and the senator from Contra Costa for being an inspiration for the legislation. Would simply
Alameda.
Ask for your vote.
Alameda, I think.
Alameda. Well, he did it for two. Alameda, though, my apologies. And so would simply ask for your aye vote, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Other speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Matt Robinson on behalf of the San Mateo County Transit District, the San Mateo County City County Association of Governments, and Caltrain. As Senator Hill alluded to, this could be a source of additional revenue. As most of you Bay Area members are aware, we have a very big electrification project going on in the peninsula. It's going to help address those congestion issues on 101. So with that, I'd ask for your aye vote.
Other speakers, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Keith Dunn, Executive Director of the Self-Help Counties Coalition. This does not raise taxes. It allows the citizens of the counties to consider raising those taxes by putting this before them. So Self-Help Counties program have produced billions of dollars of infrastructure as we continue to partner and build and maintain that system with our state and federal partners. We'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Jeremy Smith here again on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, also in support.
Thank you. Speakers in favor, other speakers? Let's hear opposition. Anybody would like to speak opposed to this bill? And I see none. Committee discussion. Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Hill, thank you very much for bringing this measure forward. I represent Monterey County, and I know that they're close to the cap, and so this will give them the ability, again, to let the public vote on whether they want to increase their tax.
A high threshold as well.
Very high threshold, two-thirds. And so I think, look, if the public, two-thirds of the public decide they want to raise taxes, by golly, they should be able to go as high as they want. So, but thank you for taking on this bill. I know Monterey County is not part of your district, so we appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator.
Other questions or comments from members? We have a motion on this bill. Would you like to close?
Respectfully, Senator? Ask, and I vote members. Thank you.
Okay, let's call the roll, please.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates.
No.
Bates, no. Gaines.
No.
Gaines, no. Galgiani. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza. Roth. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
6-2. We'll leave it on call for absent members.
Thank you very much.
Can we lift a call on the measures that other members were absent?
Bring Senator Roth in. He's just up there.
Bob.
Yeah.
You tell Roth. I'm going to vote on your list. Okay, please lift the con item number one.
File item one, SB 374 by Senator Hueso. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The current vote is 8-0. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Galgiani? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza. So that's got 9 votes. It's at 9-0.
That vote is 9-0, and that bill is out.
So.
Okay. He doesn't want to call. Okay. Lift a call on Mendoza's. Okay, here he is. Okay, lift a call on the item, please.
File item two, SB 705 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The current vote is 6-2. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Senators Galgiani. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. So that's 7-2. That bill is out.
That bill is, the vote is 7-2. That bill is out.
We actually already dispensed with the other one. So what? We dispensed with the first item. So Mendoza, we dispensed with.
That's good. Okay, we're done. Meeting's adjourned.